Today is the 14th of May, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray and I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together and as we continue our journey through the scriptures. If you're joining us for the first time, thank you. Welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, then I'd really appreciate it if you'd consider subscribing to the podcast. It's £1 a month, about $1.20 a month, and your support will go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. If you'd like more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. If we had a fraction of the faith in you that you have in us, then this world would be transformed, Lord. If we showed a fraction of the love that you show to us, then this world would be transformed, Lord. If we possessed a fraction of the patience that you display with us, then this world would be transformed, Lord. If we shared just a portion of the blessings that we've received from you, then this world would be transformed, Lord. If we showed as much trust in others as you've shown in us, then this world would be transformed, Lord. If we claimed just a fraction of the power that you promised to your church, then this world would be transformed, Lord. Transform us first, Lord, that we might transform this world through your love and your power. Amen. 2 Kings 2:13. Elisha picked up the mantle that had fallen off Elijah and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. One of my greatest experiences in my life was the day I was ordained, the day of my ordination. And one of the most powerful experiences during my ordination was when those people who were around me laid their hands on me. And at that moment, it felt that if someone had laid a cloak on my shoulders, and in my head, I wondered if that's what Elisha felt as he picked up Elijah's cloak. I had a picture of Elisha wearing Elijah's cloak. And I was reminded that I was joining a long line of those who'd been called to serve God in full-time ministry. Now, the prophet's mantle is often used as an analogy of God's calling. When Elijah called Elisha, he placed his cloak on Elisha's shoulders. So what has God called you to? And how did you experience that calling? See, I firmly believe that God calls each and every one of his people to something and gives them the gifts and skills to fulfill that calling. And some of us, like myself, are called to serve the church. Some are called to be parents. Some of us are called to serve the world in the emergency services. Some are called to serve in kitchens. Some are called to clean toilets. Some are called to serve the world in finance, but whatever we do, we are all called to serve. And we should all feel the weight of the cloak that we've been called to wear as we serve in God's kingdom. So what has God called you to? Where has God put you that he wants you to serve? We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center our thoughts on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Kings chapter 2.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and today I'm reading 2 Kings chapter 2. The time had come for the Lord to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah and Elisha were traveling from Gilgal, and Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord is sending me on to Bethel." But Elisha replied, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said, "Do you know that the Lord will take your master away from you today?" He said, "Yes, I know. Be quiet." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here. The Lord is sending me to Jericho." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself lives, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. Then the sons of the prophets who were in Jericho came up to Elisha and said, "Do you know that the Lord will take your master away from you today?" He said, "Yes, I know. Be quiet." Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord is sending me to the Jordan." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two went on. 50 men from the sons of the prophets came and stood facing them from a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the waters, which parted to the right and the left. Then the two of them crossed over on dry ground. After they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I can do for you before I am taken from you." So Elisha answered, "Please, let me inherit 2 shares of your spirit." Elijah replied, "You've asked for something difficult. If you see me being taken from you, you will have it. If not, you won't." As they were walking and talking, a chariot of fire with horses of fire suddenly appeared and separated the two of them. Then Elijah went up into heaven in the whirlwind. As Elisha watched, he kept crying out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." Then he never saw Elijah again. He took hold of his own clothes and tore them into 2 pieces. Elisha picked up the mantle that had fallen off Elijah and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle Elijah had dropped and struck the waters. "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" he asked. He struck the waters himself, and they parted to the right and the left, and Elisha crossed over. When the sons of the prophets from Jericho who were facing him saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." They came to meet him and bow down to the ground in front of him. Then the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "Since there are 50 strong men here with your servants, please let them go and search for your master. Maybe the Spirit of the Lord has carried him away and put him on one of the mountains or in one of the valleys." He answered, "Don't send them." However, they urged him to the point of embarrassment, so he said, "Send them." They sent 50 men, who looked for 3 days but did not find him. When they returned to him in Jericho, where he was staying, he said to them, "Didn't I tell you not to go?" Then the men of the city said to Elisha, "Even though our Lord can see that the city's location is good, the water is bad and the land unfruitful." He replied, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it." So they brought him one. Elisha went out to the spring of water, threw salt in it and said, "This is what the Lord says. I have healed this water. No longer will death or unfruitfulness result from it." Therefore the water remains healthy to this day according to the word that Elisha spoke. From there Elisha went up to Bethel. As he was walking up the path, some small boys came out of the city and harassed him, chanting, "Go up, Baldy, go up, Baldy." He turned round and looked at them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. 2 female bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the children. From there Elisha went to Mount Carmel, and then he returned to Samaria. We're going to have our second piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those things that we've read regarding Elijah and Elisha. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for those groups outside of our churches that use our premises. Let's pray for them, shall we? Do they know it's church, Lord? When they come through the door and sit in their groups, do their activities, do they know it's church? A place where people have worshipped for decades, where families have been made, joined and separated, where your name has been praised and your life, death, resurrection remembered and celebrated. Lord, help them to learn that the place they come to week after week isn't simply a community centre. Lord, help them to know you, that your Spirit would give them a sense of your love and grace simply by being in that place. We ask this in your precious holy name. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray. So until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.